This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing for Thursday, the 25th of April. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for rape has been overturned by an appeals court in New York. The decision is being seen as a setback to the Me Too movement and vindicates Weinstein's claim that his trial was unfair. The former film producer, who was also convicted of rape by a court in Los Angeles 2 years ago and sentenced to 16 years, will now be transferred to a prison in California. Speaking to Times Radio, the Hollywood correspondent Gene Wolfe described it as a hollow legal victory for Weinstein.
They allowed people to speak about former offenses, so his lawyers must be happy. Harvey may have a momentary smile, but he's in prison while he's smiling, and his reputation will never be burnished. It's a small success, but one that people will resent.
Hamza Yousaf's status as the First Minister of Scotland is on the line after the Scottish Greens threatened to help vote him out of office over his decision to sack them from government. Members of the Greens said their former coalition partners were selling out future generations after the government recently agreed to a reduction in its climate targets. The split leaves Mr. Yousaf as the leader of a minority government, but the Scottish Conservatives have lodged a motion for a confidence vote. Jackie Bailey, the deputy leader of Scottish Labour, told Times Radio her party would support the intervention.
What we've seen today is Hamza Yousaf dumping the Greens before they could dump him. But it doesn't absolve them of 17 years of mismanaging Scotland, so that we now have one in six people on NHS waiting lists, the economy is stagnating, the country isn't just tired of Hamza Yousaf, they're tired of this Scottish government as well.
The number of shoplifting offences recorded by police in England and Wales has risen to its highest level since records began more than 20 years ago. The Office for National Statistics said there were more than 430,000 offences in the 12 months to last December, an increase of 37%. Chris Noyce is a spokesperson for the Association of Convenience Stores. He said the escalation in shoplifting cases is having a significant impact on store owners and managers.
It's not just the financial impact, it's the human toll it takes as well. Lots of these are small businesses. Majority of the convenience sector are small businesses. This is their livelihoods. But we also know that challenging thieves is one of the biggest triggers for abuse. So, you know, there's a huge issue with violence and abuse in the convenience sector, and theft is a big contributor to that.
And residents of Venice are staging a protest as the city becomes the first in the world to introduce an access charge.
Oui!
The demonstrators there chanting, "Here we live and here we stay," as day trippers will now have to pay €5 to visit the city on peak days in spring and summer. Many argue the fee will do nothing to resolve the issue of overcrowding. Protesters also held up mock theme park style tickets saying, "Welcome to Venice Land." There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.